I'm Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions for days. Hello, beautiful people. I hope you're having a great Wednesday. Have you ever had the thought that you might complain too much? I just had that thought that I complain too much. Yes, I'm thanking God every day for a lot of things. I thank God for many things. I thank God for waking me up. I thank God for keeping my family safe through the night. I'm constantly sending up thanks. But I still complain. When things don't go my way, I'm complaining, I'm pouting. Not, you know, where it's interfering with, you know, my day-to-day chores or anything, but there's still a level of complaining. I complain way too much for someone who has had God be so good to me. If you listen to my earlier podcast, you'll remember me talking about my husband's health scare. Well, yesterday, or pretty much the last 3 days, he hasn't been well. And last night, I had to call 911 and he was rushed to the ER and he was admitted. I didn't get home this morning until 6:15. And everything kind of came into focus for me. I've been complaining lately because my mortgage lender, I can't get in touch with her. I'm constantly able to get in touch with her assistant, but there are certain questions that I need answered and only my mortgage lender can answer them. And it really had me bummed out and frustrated, you know, ready to throw in the towel in the process, because if I can't get the answers, you know, to the questions that I'm having to make a better informed decision, and I can only talk to her assistant, it does me no good. And when my husband was in pain yesterday and we're sitting in the ER and the nurses, you know, buzzing around, doing the EKG, taking blood work, trying to give him something for his pain to calm, you know, kind of take the edge off, I realized when it comes down to life and death issues, that's the main thing. Life, being grateful for your life. It may not be what you want it to be right now. You may not be where you want to be right now. But as long as you have life and you have those people who mean the most to you with you, that's the main thing. Not whether or not someone's not returning my call or not answering my email in a timely fashion. The main things, let's keep those main things the main things. Let's major on the majors and minor on the minors. I'm not saying other things aren't important, but I, you know, how many times am I going to have to learn this lesson? Life. Your health is your true wealth, not some of the things that we chase after. You know, when I was in there and, you know, not knowing, because he just had an endoscopy and I'm like, well, okay, what's going on now? You need competent providers. You need the Lord to guide those people. And like I said, it all came into focus. I have my health. It's not perfect, but I have my health. My children are relatively healthy and happy. Main thing right now is getting my husband where he needs to be, not whether or not I can close on something in a certain time. That's secondary at this particular point. I need my whole crew. I need the whole Allen Six intact, strong, focused on the Lord and moving forward. So yes, I know that I complain too much. And I'm working on me. Hopefully, you're working on you and you can see the areas where you could maybe be a little bit more grateful too. Until next time, blessings and love.
If you like today's podcast and you enjoy a good read, check out my books, Honey and My Tea, Knockout Rose, or What You Broke Ass. You can find them all on Amazon.
Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.